Hey, welcome everyone. It's Michael Sparks, the Anvil Dealer Training Call for Monday. And it's January 26, 2015, and we're excited to have you on the call tonight. If you're listening to this call on the podcast or iTunes or Stitcher or something like that, be sure to visit our Anvil Dealer Training website, and you can go to www.lube-direct.com. That's lube with the hyphen, lube-direct.com, and click on the logo that says dealer training site. There's only three choices to click, and the dealer training one is at the bottom of the choices. Anyhow, tonight we had a great speaker lined up, but due to an unexpected power outage, she will not be able to make this one. So hopefully in the next coming weeks, we'll have our speaker that's going to talk about social media, specializes in that. Should be a really good call. Until then, I think we'll just tap dance through tonight's program to have a few ideas that maybe dealers might be interested, especially newer dealers. First up, Anvil University, May 17th to the 20th. If you're not registered, you should get yourself registered as soon as possible. This is a great training program. I've been to the Anvil University at least 10 or 11 times. I can't even remember how many. I've only missed, I think, either one or two since 2001, so that'll tell you how important I think this training is. The Direct Jobber Convention, if you're an Anvil Direct Jobber, is going to be in conjunction with Anvil University. This is a first for that program. In the past, they've usually held the Direct Jobber convention, various places around the country, and it's always been like in August. So this will be a first, and there should be a lot of Anvil Direct Jobbers going to this convention for training and recognition. So it should be a good program. Tonight I'm going to go over a few things in the dealer zone that's popped up in recent days in conversations with several other dealers. So I think this is a good program, especially if you are not as familiar with the Anvil dealer zone as you could be. First up, though, I was going to talk, Dave Noss and I had a little conversation this weekend. He had talked to a customer on Friday. The customer decided he was going to go online and register as a preferred customer, and then he wanted to place an order after he registered to be picked up today. And just realize, if you're registering preferred customers, the quickest way to get their preferred customer number is to call it in, because they will give you that number as soon as you give them the credit card number for the preferred customer. So that's the quickest way to get a preferred customer's registration done, is to do it over the telephone during normal business hours. If you do it over the weekend, a preferred customer goes on there, he might not get, or he or she might not get their preferred customer number for 2 days. And so if they really need to place an order right away and they didn't place it along with their registration, that could make a delay right there. The next thing that you want to think about is if they want to place an order with their preferred customer status. Say, for instance, they log in, they do the preferred customer, and then they log out of the online system, and then they try to log back in, it will show up as a catalog customer. Anvil, there is no automated system that does these orders. Anvil takes every preferred customer that signs up, and they double and triple check to make sure that preferred customer is not already signed to a different dealer. They want to make sure that it's assigned to the correct dealer, that the person's not trying to get around the system and use a different telephone number but still is the same preferred customer that's assigned to somebody else. So they do all these checks, and just realize it's not an automated system. It is checked. Each preferred customer that's registered is checked by Anvil corporate to make sure that they are not already assigned to somebody else. So it's just one thing to bear in mind. The other thing to think about is that if they need to place an order right away or pick up at the warehouse even. So, for instance, this guy lives near Chicago and he wanted to pick the order up today. He could call in that order first thing in the morning, 7 a.m. Central Time, and the order will be available for pickup that day. That's one of the reasons for calling in the order. If you do it online, These processes take some time, and it might not be available for pickup that next day. So just remember that if you really make sure that your orders or your customers' orders are picked up and placed at the right time, do that through the telephone ordering desk. And the number to do that is 1-800-777-7094. Call that number probably tens of thousands of times. And placed orders, and if I sure want to make sure that it's done right away, right the first time, I do it that way. And then some orders not as urgent, I'll do them online or whatever, but orders that I want to make sure to get out as fast as possible, I'm going to call in the orders. Back to registering PCs, there's a couple ways to do it. You can do that online in the dealer zone. So if you get somebody that wants to become a preferred customer, sending people to your website. Say, oh, just go to my website and get registered, or just go to my website. You're setting yourself up for failure. I'm just telling you that right now. There's so many things that people do not know if they're to the AMSOIL website. AMSOIL dealers have websites that look like AMSOIL websites. The customer puts in AMSOIL in Google, for instance, and they click on the first thing that pops up. It might not be AMSOIL.com, or it might not be your website. So let's just say a customer that you talk to wants to be a preferred customer, and you say, go to my website and do that. But first they went to five other AMSOIL dealers' websites, then they finally found your website. Well, which one is AMSOIL going to choose as to be the registered dealer? You don't know, because was it the first one? Was it the third one? We don't know. They could be assigned to a different dealer. So in order to ensure 100% that this guy is assigned to you, take one extra step and make sure that you take care of it for that customer. Then you know 100% this guy's assigned to you. There's no questions asked. If you took care of it for them by, you know, either calling it in, or you can register a preferred customer in the dealer zone. When you're logged in as an AMSOIL dealer in the dealer zone, you can register a preferred customer on there. And you can do that if they don't have an order. If they do have an order, then there's another way to do it, and I'll explain that here in just a second. So do it that way. You can also do it with the G18C. Now, of course, they'd have to mail that, or they can fax in the G18C for preferred customer, but you have to mail in the G18C if it's a dealer. They will not accept the fax. So just remember that. There's a third way that you can register a preferred customer. The way to do it is you get their credit card number, just like you were going to place an order for them. Or if they do have an order and you want to create it online, you create an online account for them, just like you or them going online to AMSOIL, except you know how to do it. So you do it, make sure your Zio number is on there, use your links on your website. You create an account for them with all their information. You're going to have that anyhow for them to be a PC, telephone address, email address, all those things. And then you add the preferred customer to their shopping cart, then the products that they want to order, then you check out using their credit card, and they're assigned to you. It's just like they were doing it, but you're doing it for them. And you're ensuring that it's all done right because you know how to do it correctly. So as far as dealers goes, the surest way to register an AMSOIL dealer that you know 100% is they are assigned to you is to use the G18C with your ZO number on it. You send somebody to your website and you say register as a dealer there. You can set yourself up for failure, and AMSOIL could assign them to somebody else. And then you have to go through the trouble of saying, well, I sent the guy to my website, and this, you know, they're going to sign somebody else because they clicked on a different site first. You can make all those problems go away by taking that extra effort in the initial beginning by doing it for them. After they're registered with you, right, they can go online, make orders all day long because they're assigned to you, and there's no, it's just not going to get messed up then because they're already locked in to you. They're a protected account with you. So just remember that taking a little bit of steps at the beginning to ensure that they're your customer is gonna save yourself a lot of time in the long run. And then remember, if something happens, especially with a dealer, and they do inadvertently get assigned to another AMSOIL dealer, and you find out, you know, you might have talked to the guy who says, oh, yeah, I registered a week ago. I got my packet. Thanks very much. Well, he don't show up in your new customer report. Something went wrong there. You can call AMSOIL, but you only have like a week or 2 weeks, I think, maybe at the most of 30 days. Not sure the amount of days, but there's a short period of time that they will change it. And if it's after, it may be 30 days, I think. And if it's after 30 days, they will not move that customer to you. So doing these steps beforehand will prevent any of that from ever happening, because once they're assigned to another dealer and after 30 days goes by, they're not going to change it. It's just the way it is. It just won't happen. So a couple of things I want to talk about tonight is in the premium, the non-premium dealer zone. So you want to know when's a good time to get the premium dealer zone. I always say when you're making about $100 a month in commissions on a consistent basis, it's probably time to get the premium dealer zone. You've got, you know, any 10, 15, 20 customers registered. You want to maybe have two or three or four dealers that are you sponsored that you want to track, find out what their monthly volume is so that you know about, you know, what's going on, if they're staying busy in their business and everything. So when you're making about $100 a month, I recommend getting the premium dealer zone sooner if you want your business to grow faster, or if you're really working at your business on a regular basis, do it sooner than that. But around $100 would just kind of make sense, $9.95 a month, and you get the premium dealer zone for that. You can also get the premium dealer zone as a trial for 90 days, and that doesn't cost anything. There is a way to keep track of your customers if you don't have the premium dealer zone. I recommend pulling up your new customer report on a monthly basis and printing this out and putting that in a binder. If you do that on the first of every month, you'll be able to make sure that you have the name, address, telephone number of those customers that are yours or assigned to you. You can also add them to your contact manager. And then on a weekly basis, or you can do this daily or whatever, use the personally sponsored customer order report that's available to all dealers. You can pull that up and track what your customers are ordering. You'll see what products they ordered, the quantities, how much money they've spent. You'll notice if your customers are a retail customer, for instance, and they're ordering a lot of products, say $300, $400, $500 of the products, you might want to give them a call and say, hey, you know, you could become a preferred customer and save 25 to 30%. Yes, that might be cutting some of your commission out, but if the person is ordering that much AMSOIL products on a regular basis, I'd rather have them locked in as my customer that's protected that nobody else can sell to than just having them out there into the four winds and, you know, so they run into somebody like me and say, are you buying retail? I'm going to ask them. You're buying retail, and it's, oh, yeah, and I'm going to make you a preferred customer as quick as I can because that's what gets somebody as a protected account. You can also use the personally sponsored customer order report to see if your PCs are ordering a lot of products. Maybe you got a preferred customer you signed up, and they're ordering $200, $300, $400 a month, and chances are they're probably buying products and selling it to their friends. I'd encourage them to become dealers so they can earn commission on those products. If they're going to make a $400 order, $500 order, or $1,000 order, why not earn a commission on that? It's $5 more for the 6 months and $10 more a year. They're going to make more than $10 commission off that. Really, their preferred customer program would be free because they would earn enough commissions to pay for their dealership and then some. So something to think about there. Again, if you see preferred customers ordering a lot, encourage them to become dealers. You can also look for product trends. If you notice a guy's buying lots of diesel oil, maybe you can send them a letter or email and encourage them to buy diesel truck filters or diesel fuel additives. If you notice somebody buying lots of grease, people that use lots of grease typically have machinery. Find out what they do. I actually had one guy that was buying cases of XL motor oil, probably $400-$600 every couple months. And he was a retail customer. I called him up. Guess what? He owned an automotive shop. The guy was buying retail for an automotive shop. I signed him, got him his retail on the shelf account, and he is happy. He's been ordering products regularly and just really likes it. So use that personally sponsored customer order report to your advantage to take better care of your customers. A couple other things I was going to talk about from the website that I talked with Dave Noss actually this weekend, and we took a look at a few things. One of them is called the Premium Dealer Zone. If you're a premium dealer, you get customers and leads from your website. So if somebody clicks on your website, they log in, they add products to their shopping cart, they will show up as a lead. Not always do these people that show up on this become your customer. The reason being is because if they add it to the shopping cart but didn't click buy, they won't show up. Also, if somebody else is assigned to another customer that already has an account, they can log in and use your, like they're going to become your customer, but AMSL is going to check that again before they place the order if the person's not a customer that already assigned somebody else. And so they'll show up as a lead, but then they won't become your customer because they're already locked in with somebody else. So that's something to think about there. If they don't have any dollars beside it, that means they went through the whole process, they filled out their information, and they didn't click, they didn't purchase any products. So, you know, just be aware of this customers and leads from your website. It's kind of I don't ever look at it really because I just think if unless they're assigned to me and they bought products, what can I do about it? I can see their name and somebody, you know, all it does is make me angry when I look at it, so I try not to look at it. Another report that you want to take a look at, and again, I don't take a big stock in it because I don't know how accurate it is. It's called the website referrals. It will show the number of clicks to your website. This report lists referrals from the AMSOIL dealer's website to the AMSOIL corporate site. And so, like, if I make a blog post on my website and say I made a post about the new 5W50 Signature Series oil, and I link directly to that product, and somebody read my blog and clicked on that 5W50, and if four people read that blog and clicked on that, it's going to show I had four referrals to the 5W50 page in the AMSOIL thing. So, like, I don't know how accurate this is, because this thing says retail and commercial application, I had 2,698 referrals to date. Now, that I had no retail commercial account, so this thing sounds weird. AMSOIL login underscore leads, I had 1,387 referrals to that page. I had 73 referrals to the homepage, 65 to shop by product, 37 for the dealer opportunity. So you can see that your links are working. I mean, that's a good thing for that. But I look at the amount of clicks and I see the amount of customers that I get, and there's not it doesn't equate to anything. I'm like, well, I should be having hundreds of customers if I'm having all these referrals and whatnot. So it can be disheartening, I guess, if I'm going to say anything. But it does work. It does showing that my links that I'm putting out there on the web page and on social media are working. So that's one aspect of it. But don't take too much stock in it is what I'm trying to say. Another thing to look at in the Premium Dealer Zone is the PVGV. That is a report that stands for Personal Volume Group Volume. So if you have that on the PVGV, that if you have any dealers that you have in your downline, it will show up and give you a report of how many commission credits that they have for the entire month. So it'll give your own personal volume, it'll give your downline dealer, and then if you have downline dealers that have downline dealers, it will show a total. So it'll be personal volume for each dealer and then group volume. So if you have a dealer you signed up and they have five other dealers and those five other dealers have 100 commission credits apiece, that downline dealer will have 500 total in each one of the downline below him. So it's kind of a it just kind of breaks down where all the commission credits and who has them for the month. You can use this report to see what dealers are working at their business, and you can see what dealers are doing absolutely nothing in their business, and you can find out how many commission credits you're going to have for your total group for the month so that you can determine what level you're going to be at. This is especially important if you're near the direct jobber level. You'll want to pay attention to that, because if you miss it by 50 commission credits, all you had to do is buy a case of metal protector or something and would have had enough to get yourself to that next level. And it's also important, like if you have 950 commission credits for the month, that's 8% you would have made on that. If you had had 1,000, you'd go to 11%. So you make a 50 commission credit order, and your check is going to be more than what you paid for that product. It's free product, as you went up to 11%. So that's another reason to use the PVGV report in the dealer zone. The retail co-op credit summary. This is if you have retail on the shelf accounts, this is installer accounts, quick lubes, any type of retail on the shelf account that you have that buys products and then resells them. They can get between 3% and 5% of their order, wholesale order totals. That doesn't include the shipping and tax and off freight, all that, but just the product total, they get between 3% and 5% of that to spend on literature and clothing and promotional items in their business. They can also use it for advertising in magazines and stuff like that. I've never really done too much of that. Most of my customers that do it, I send them either literature and lots of clothing. I like it when all my places wear AMSOIL shirts and hats and promote the brand. It does a lot. It makes them feel good because they're getting the employees get something they can use and feel good about AMSOIL products. So be sure to look that thing over at least once a month. They do expire after 1 year. So if an account orders on January 1st of this year, those points, those credits will expire on January 1st of next year. So you want to let them build up a little bit, but sometimes they got, 20, 30 bucks in there and it's about to expire. You want to, use those accordingly. I send a lot of pins. I send a lot of the AMSOIL paper cubes that they can write note cubes and stuff like that. Most of my accounts like those. Of course, hats and shirts. You can send shirts. Be sure to call and ask what sizes they wear, and stuff like that. So that's another report you want to kind of keep an eye on. The labels report, it's kind of a misnomer. Yes, you can print labels off of that thing, but you can also pull up Excel spreadsheets of your customers. You can do your dealers, you can do your preferred customers, you can do commercial retail accounts, and you can do catalogs. So you can use it to import. I actually use that report every single week when I upload all the new dealers to the email list. I'll click on that. I'll upload their information to the email list that I send out, and all the new dealers then are added in there. I don't have to go in there manually and do it. It's just all done through the upload program. So that's really nice to use the label report. Also in the label report, you click on the Excel spreadsheet, and it will tell you when the renewal dates are. It will tell you when they last purchased, It will tell you the month, yearly total, 12 months total of what products, last 12 months of how many dollars in products that they've purchased, and it will give their last order date. So you can sort your list by people different ways. If you know how to use Excel, you can, you know, basically sort it by the most purchasing dealers on your team to the least purchasing dealers on your team, or vice versa, the ones that ordered the latest and the ones, you know, maybe use it for your to find out who you want to work with the most, because the person who's doing the most work get the most attention, that type of thing. But I'm going to open up here for questions. Let me do that real quick. I got a few minutes here. Is anybody have any questions about the dealer zone or how to work different things? Just let me know here. Comments, I'll take those too.
Hey, Mike, what's up? Bruce Wobbin.
Hey, Bruce.
I got a comment for you. You must be able to elaborate more on this, but the those label reports that you can download into Excel, you can start keeping the database of your customers, particularly your retail and commercial accounts, and then use that function to, this is more advanced, but you can use those Excel spreadsheets to create merge letters like in Word and the labels to, you know, send out, you know, your calendars or your monthly postcards that you're that you do on a regular basis.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, you can do it that way. And then also in the label report, if you're just going to do labels and you want to print out labels, if you click on the Word document, I think there's two choices. You can do the group labels, and that will be formatted for an Avery 5160 label. So you'd have to go and have a printer, of course, and then go find that size label. And then you can print out, you know, list of your customers in Word. I think it's in Word. See what it opens in here. It opens up in PDF. That's what it opens up in. So it pulls it up in PDF, and they're supposed to print. In the past, that thing has never printed right for me. I had the exact labels, and I printed, and it was all jacked up. So I went to doing mail merge, like you were saying. I pulled up the Excel, and then I would then merge it into Word and work better that way for me. But, yeah, that's definitely one way to do it. It's a great way to do it. So, definitely. Thanks, Bruce. Anybody else got anything? Questions, comments, remarks?
Mike, I like the
go ahead, the Mark.
I like the graphs on the dealer dashboard.
Oh, great. Yes, definitely. I appreciate you bringing up the dealer dashboards. That's another thing that is part of the premium dealer zone, and there is so much information in there that you can drill down and get information on your customers. You can get a list. For instance, I was sending out information to everyone that bought diesel oil from me when I on the diesel fuel additive. So anybody that had a diesel that bought diesel oil from me for the entire year, I was able to pull up their information, and then I sent them a brochure on our diesel. It was actually our diesel fundamentals white paper, the study that came out. I actually went and got those printed, and I sent out fundamentals paper on that. So that's one thing you can use that for. There's a lot of great information in the dealer dashboard that you can use. You can find out when your customers are expiring in the next 30 days. We use that, and we send out letters to our customers encouraging them to renew. We use the graphs and see, you know, where our strengths are, or where we need to find, you know, obviously my business is very heavy in power sports. Next one is motor oil. Third one is drivetrain, and then the Agran and Ultram is our fourth one. So we do pretty good in that as well. You can also track your earnings to see if you're on track from where you were years before. And so that's a great thing to see if you're working hard or not working hard enough. So appreciate it, Mark. One more question here before we cut it off tonight. Anybody got a question about the dealer zone or comment, way they might be using some of the reports in there?
What about those new products?
What about them?
Well, are we going to sell some dirt bike oil?
I think we are. We're poised to, you know, co-branding with Monster Energy. And I'm working on getting some, doing a call on the dirt bike oils. I'm trying to get some more training and understanding how it's different than the old motorcycle oils. And I'm not a dirt bike rider, so I have to, you know, get somebody else explain it to me. So it, we're looking forward to those products for sure. So,
yes, Michael, I've got a race team in Ada, Oklahoma, and he's already ordered some of that dirt bike race oil.
Oh, great.
But got two cases going to him, and he's got a three-bike racing team, and he's rather excited about that.
Well, I look forward to hearing some testimonials, you know, if the guy, was he using the AMSOIL oil, regular oils before that, or do you know?
No, he wasn't. He's a new customer, and
okay.
Through one of my other accounts, he found out that I was in town, and this customer sent me over to see him. I got him signed up, and I found out quite a bit about his racing bikes, and his race season is just about to start, and I printed off the spec sheet, took it over to him, and he looked it over and said, well, I need to get this. So he's turned in an order already.
Well, excellent, excellent. That's my biggest thing that I don't know about is, you know, how is it different? If they use this, are they going to know? If I get some customers using it here, it gets a little bit nicer out, I'll be able to, definitively say, yes, this is the stuff you need to use versus the other stuff. I get a lot of people that are very resistant to change, you know, how much different or is it better or whatever. And I don't know. I don't have those answers. So I would like to get maybe Len Groom on the call. We'll see about getting that in the future, too, maybe answer some questions about the dirt bike oil. So if you want to learn more about it, for sure, come to AMSOIL University. They will teach you everything you need to know about dirt bike oil and everything else. So, but, all right, folks, I appreciate it. It's 7:30 here, and I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. Sorry for the speaker that we had. We'll hopefully get her on next week. So appreciate it, everyone. Good night.
Thank you, Mike.
Good night.
Yep.